Well, we're growing some. I see you here. I saw you here at prayer. And I wish the congregation would catch on how powerful a moment this church is in. This church is in a powerful moment because we're going places in the spirit that will enable you to win every time. So don't take it normal. We've had diabetes healed, cancer healed, brain tumor healed, et cetera. A lot of things have happened. And so don't take it lightly as you be seated and open to Job chapter 22. There's a word that I want you to grasp in the teachings that are coming now, a very simple word called maturity. Maturity, there's a maturing factor going on in the spirit realm for the church all over the world. God is sending out apostles and prophets to get the church in condition where she can flourish and flow and really understand who she is. Job chapter 22. Now, I give that word mature because in these statements are territories for maturing in the spirit. There's some things. He went from being acquainted with God. He went to receiving. He went to lifting of the face under God, went to prayer. You'll see it in the reading. And then I'll try to tap us into what we're going to talk about. In Job 22:21. Acquaint now thyself with him. See, that's so important. How acquainted are you with God? Okay. Your ability to acquaint yourself with God is infinite. It's no limit. Just when you think you know him, he showed another part of himself. It is the vastness of God is too big for you to stay small. Your mindset, everything ought to be changing over the years. Ooh, I walked with God over the years. God just, you just expand. The more you walk with him, the more he expands. When he expands, he make room for you to enlarge. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, our whole life we will never exhaust God. You got to understand, there's always more. What I said?
There's always more.
All right. So here he says, acquaint now thyself with him. So we need to get more acquainted. Then it says right out there, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. You see the 21st verse?
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you, I'm headed to the 28th verse, but all of this atmosphere of maturity has to be put in place for us. You can't just go to the 28th verse and become a decreer. The creoles had to be acquainted with God. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
The 22nd verse said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. That's maturity, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And lay up his words in thine heart. You see it?
Yes.
I want you to see the progression here. I want you to see the progression from verse 21 to verse 28. See, you just can't jump and be a decreer. A decreer has to have certain maturity in their life. Let's say, for instance, let me give you a definition of being a decreer. And I'll say it from the Webster Dictionary because you'll be able to figure it out. An order an order, when you're decreeing, it's an order usually having the force of the law. An order usually having the force of the law. In other words, when you become a decreer in the spirit, you have the force of the law of heaven backing you up. Are you following me? He also called it a raw decree. In your kingship, in your priesthood, you're making this decree. A decree also is a foreordaining will. Or in other words, it's something already that has been ordained by God. And you've got close enough to God to trust God enough for to say it and believe it's happening.
Yes, sir.
You're decreeing it.
Yes, sir.
You're making a demand with all heaven behind you.
Amen.
See what else I want to give you here. It's a command. A decree means you determine or order something to happen. It's already determined, and you ordering it to come to pass, and you got God behind you to back it up. But you got to be acquainted enough with God to trust him to that degree. You follow me?
Yes.
Keep up with me now. Then verse 24 and 25 tell you how blessed you're going to be. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ephraim as the stone of the brook. Yet the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. In other words, he'll defend his word, you see. And then verse 26 says, but then thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty. What? You see that?
Yes, sir.
And shall lift up thy face unto God. See, all of these are stages before you become you can't become a decreer until you got your face in God's face. And then he says, verse 27, now he's talking about prayer now. Then thou shalt make, you see what he said? Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. Then he talks about thou shalt pay thy vow. You see that? Then he get to verse 28. That's why I want to get to verse 28. But I'm telling you, it's a maturing. You got to mature up to this verse. A lot of y'all are proud, but you're not decreers. You're prayers, but you're not decreers. And the Lord want to bring us to that point. Thou shalt also decree a thing. That word decree, let me take one on here that the Lord showed me that I think will bless you. Look in John Gospel chapter 10. Verse 10. And you have no idea what the Holy Spirit is about to say to us now in John 10. You know the voice. Decreeing is disagreeing and agreeing. Look at John 10, see, can you see it? Decreeing is disagreeing and agreeing at the same time. How you say that, Pastor, is disagreeing and the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I disagree with that.
Yes.
Jesus said, I come that I might have life, that I might have more abundance. I agree with that. So I'm going to say what he said.
Yes.
I'm going to have abundant life, and I'm disagreeing with the thief.
Yes.
So I heard in the spirit, decreeing is disagreeing and agreeing.
Yes.
At the same time.
Yes.
So any opposition come in your life, any blockage come in your life, any attack come in your life, when you decree, you're disagreeing with it.
Yes.
See, in prayer, it's time to rise up sometime and decree things. Say, this is the way it's going to happen.
Yes.
and trust God to back you up. But you got to be close enough to him, acquainted enough with him, got your vows prayed, got your prayers prayed. You see what I'm saying? You intimacy. That's the word I'm looking for. Intimacy. Intimacy got to come before maturity. So I'll read this and then I'll begin to give you some things God told me. Verse 28, I want you to look at it closer now. I want you to meditate verse 28 because the Holy Spirit is taking us to a level in the Spirit that we can run things for him. Thou shalt also decree a thing. And what did he say next? And the light shall shine upon thy way. You see that?
Yes.
I want you to look at that verse closely. When men are cast down, the next verse, then thou shalt say, there's a lifting up.
Yes.
Other words, everything going on right now do not supposed to disturb you. Because you know you have authority over it.
Yes.
I don't care if it's the government. I don't care if it's science. I don't care who coming up with it. They cannot overrule your decree. If you know what you're doing. Remember now, you're disagreeing and agreeing. As a Christian, God desires for you to know what to disagree with.
Yes, sir.
And what to agree with.
Yeah.
And what you agree with going to come to pass.
Yeah.
In other words, don't repeat it, delete it. You see that? Now, don't repeat it, keep saying the same thing. Say, no, in the name of Jesus Christ, I say this going this way.
Yes. Yes.
See, now, on authority, write these words down. Anointing, write these words down. An atmosphere are being produced here by a believer who know who they are. See, the decrees is based up on a level that your prayer come upon when you 1 John 5:14-15. I think it's 5:14-15. This is the confident.
Yes, sir.
See, look at that, because see, decreeing is you saying something. You're not praying nothing about it. You're not praying. You prayed already.
Yeah.
You and God have fellowship. Now God have sent you on an assignment to tell a situation how it's gonna come out. You're not moved by physical evidence. You're not moved by demonic evidence. You're not moved by no evidence nobody can produce, because you know you are in authority for God. First of all, wipe everything out your personal life. Then people who come to you, talk to them in authority. Because they're there for you. So this is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to where he is. And we know he is. We know we have the position we desire of him. See, that's a foolproof prayer life there.
Yes.
Person mature to that point to know that God always answers that prayer.
Yes.
That person pray with power. And look like nothing was answered. You prayed and nothing changed in the physical. But you're so sure. So you stop praying now and you start decreeing.
Yes. Yes.
One writer said, you call things that be not as though they were,
yes,
and you know they are.
Right.
Because nothing can stop God's word. Okay, now. I want to put on the board how to become a breakthrough decreer. Some of y'all about some limits about to be taken off. How to be a breakthrough decreer.
Yes.
If God said it, I believe it. What is that?
That's Elliot.
Think about that statement now. If God said it, see, but what God just saying it is not going to produce nothing. Because you know what Hebrews 11 and 6 say without faith. If God said it, I believe it, and that settled it. So I'm going to say it. I'm going to say the same thing about this situation God said. I don't care how it look what nobody else said. I'm going to keep saying the same thing God said. I'm in agreement with God. Listen very carefully. Some of y'all might be dealing with some lack or something you, somewhere you're trying to get. Listen to what God says. Know this, that lack is not on God's agenda. And failure cannot stay in his presence. Lack is not on God's agenda. Say that.
Lack is not on God's agenda.
And failure
cannot
stay in his presence.
Stay in his presence.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Decreeing, yielding, and flowing. Those three words you want. Decreeing mean that you're yielding and you're flowing. You're yielding to God and you're flowing with God. Therefore, you cannot be stopped or defeated. Very important. You're decreeing, you're yielding, and flowing, keeping the Holy Spirit in charge. Any doubt? Anything come up? You're keeping the Holy Spirit in charge. I'm in agreement with the Holy Spirit. In prayer, he says to tell you all aspects of your life are ready to yield to your decreeing. He said you are a prayer, you are a praiser, you are a worshiper, you are a confessor, you are a proclaimer, but are you a decreer? See, they're not the same. Decreeing is on another level. Decreeing, now get this definition, because this is going to help you. Decreeing is a spiritual governing command and demand that is fully backed up by heaven. Now we're at Job 21:28. He said, decree a thing. That's what he said him. Decreeing is a spiritual governing command and demand that is fully backed up by heaven. Now, you sit here and believe you've been there, but you haven't really been there much. Amen. The church hasn't been there much because of immaturity, according to Ephesians 4:11-16. The church haven't been there as you should. You know, we pray 15 weeks about something. Could have been handled in 15 seconds. If we just was bold enough to say it, look at it and say, thus saith the Lord. Are you following me? Now, let me give you this, and you can pull out some things that are going to help you here. Developing a decreeing lifestyle by saying the same thing that God says and expecting and getting the same result. Now, I'll say it again, because you need to write it down. You need to meditate these things, because they're not going to do you good just hearing them. You're going to have to accept them and say, he's talking to me. Huh? See, because if it don't become personal, it's not going to become yours. developing a decreeing lifestyle by saying the same thing that God says and expecting and getting the same result. Backing up your prayer life, your meditation, your praise and worship, and your Bible study with the powerful lifestyle of being a decreer. You want me to go over that?
Yes, sir.
This is what he's saying. Backing up your prayer life. What? Backing up your prayer life. You've prayed hours and hours, hundreds, probably thousands of hours. Now God will get you to the point where you're going to back that prayer life up. You're going to just say something.
Yes, sir.
Backing up your prayer life. Look what it's backing up. Your meditation.
Yes, sir.
Your praise and worship. You hear it? And your Bible study.
Yes, sir.
With the powerful lifestyle of being a decreer. Look in verse 28 again of Job 21. Job 22, verse 28. Then thou shalt also decree a thing. I gave you some definition of a decree, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established. Look what he said, established unto thee. Unto me. And then not only that, light gonna come on. The light gonna shine in my pathway because I turn the light on by decreeing properly. Decreeing works from a maturing background of growing in the spirit and becoming more intimate with God. Mature, just decreeing work from a maturing background of growing in the spirit and becoming more intimate with God,
yes,
more close to God. God said, draw nigh to me, now I draw nigh to you.
Yes.
Now I'm going to say something. I don't know, somebody, you might not have been listening. You might be sitting here in a Bible study. But I'm going to say something now. You're going to be some sorry you wasn't listening. You're going to say, God dog it. I know you. God dog it. I should have been paying more attention. This revelation will be the solution to all that have been holding you back.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything that's been holding you back, as a decreer, you're going to decree your way out of it. You're about to destroy all lack, all limitation, all sickness, all disease, all family problem. I'll give you one. Let me give you another statement. I went over this statement 20, 25 times. Decreeing wisdom is the ability to perceive and understand situation from God's perspective. Decreeing wisdom is the ability to perceive and understand situation from God's perspective and to implement choices and action according to his word. It will cause you to be blessed as you walk and talk on God-ordained paths for your life. Walk and talk on God-ordained paths for your life. Now, let me see, can I get somebody interested here? I'm saying to you as an apostle of Jesus Christ that this revelation will be the solution to all that have been holding you back. You can take these notes and go over them, and God's going to tell you other things and start decreeing things. Start calling things into existence. No, you didn't pray. Not praying. I'm not talking about praying. You're a prayer already. You're a meditator. You study the Word of God. But now you're just going to start saying some things.
Yes, sir.
And you don't have to be on your knees to say it. You'd be in the kitchen. In the bathroom. Anyway, just say it. I said it in the name of Jesus. This is the way it's going to come out. It's so powerful. So powerful. Let's look at something the Holy Ghost showed me in Mark chapter 5. Turn to Mark 5. Let's see if the Holy Spirit can pick us up here and take us to this place to see this. Mark chapter 5. Because it's some things you need to decree on right now. They're putting on the line. You know there's some things you need to make a decree over. But you should supposed to be powerful enough and mature enough to catch this. I'm going to read a very familiar passage. And when I was praying and studying for this lesson, he said to me, she decreed her healing. Now, all the doctors had failed. And so there's a certain point they come to you and tell you to your family and call your family off to the side and say there's nothing else we can do. She didn't accept that. Come on now, you're going to need this. She made a step into decreeing. Everything else was against her walking out. Her time was up according to the system, but not according to her decreeing. Watch what happened now. Watch what happened. You know the story. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. Mark 5:25. And a certain woman would have had an issue of blood. How long? 12 years. How long you been dealing with that? 12 years, and has suffered many things of many physicians, and has spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. That's pretty bad shape, isn't it? Verse 27 now. She's getting in a decreeing position. And when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind. Now, we don't know. I don't think it was a sling hearing. Just somebody said, you know, Jesus. No, I think some pondering was done.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying? I think she had to spend some time with what she heard. Yes. But when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press and touched his garment, then I see these two voices look like always when I studied over the years. For she said, if I may but touch, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. That's a decree, man. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. Well, I thought they said they couldn't do no more. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. But she decreed it. She said, if I just can touch his garment, I mean, with all odds against her. See, the odds does not make no difference. How long you've been dealing with it doesn't make no difference. As you mature in the spirit and begin to function in the spirit, it will begin to happen. Jesus said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. It's a dimension of faith that she had, and it made her whole. She decreed her healing. Jesus, in Luke 4:18, decreed the power of the anointing on his ministry.
Yeah.
Come on.
Jesus was saying, this is why I'm not going to be stopped. I'm anointed for this. He decreed it. Spirit of the Lord upon me, he said. He decreed it. See, I want y'all to know my ministry coming through. And I want you to know I'm not going to be a failure. Because I'm anointed to recover sight to the blind. The Father sent me to do that. That same anointing is on you. Everything Jesus said about himself belonged to me. Look at what he said. Look at what he said. I'm gonna look at it. I got to look at it one time. A lot of money about to be transferred to the body of Christ. I mean unexpected money. Y'all better be ready. I called all of y'all out of debt. You know, for your car, you know, for your house. It just come up my spirit, so I got to say it. Yeah, a lot of money I'll set on the porch. And the Lord took million out of my conscience and put billion in it. Y'all better pay attention.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God.
Glory to
you. This should be the richest church in the universe. Because you're packing.
Yes, sir.
You're packing an anointing.
Yes, sir.
And don't love no money. Money love you.
Yes,
sit down. I want to read Luke 4:18, and the Holy Spirit just told me what to say to you. I want to read Luke 4:18 to declare what a rich anointing decreeing power you have on you. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You're anointed for that. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. My God. To preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind and set at liberty them that are bruised. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
I say, isn't that powerful? Come on, son. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
That's on you, though.
Yes.
I receive. That's on you.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Say that anointing on me.
For me personally,
and ministry.
And ministry.
I don't want you just say you came to a Wednesday night Bible study. No, your life is supposed to change tonight. But I heard a lady ministering, she said, unless you say what I say belong to you and take it personally, it's not going to work. In the 8th chapter of Matthew, there's a man had his servant sick. He told Jesus, speak the word on it, and my servant should be healed. He decreed that. He spoke it out, and it came to pass.
Amen.
Now, here's a surrendering aspect of this type of teaching, how to become a breakthrough decreer. Holy Spirit, you're in charge of my mind, my spirit, my tongue, my steps, my soul, my body, and my spirit. Romans 12:1-3, write it down, Romans 12. Holy Spirit, you are in charge of my mind, my spirit, my tongue, my steps, my soul, my body, and my spirit.
And my spirit.
John 19:30, quickly. What did it say in John 19:30? What did it say in John 19:30? I heard two or three people say something. What did it say?
It is finished.
What does that mean? Now you're going to tell me it's finished. It is finished. You can't define it. You can't define a word. It is finished. I said, what does that mean?
It's already done.
It's already done. How? How is it done? By what?
Decreeing.
Decreeing? But no, how is it done so you have something to decree?
The cross.
The cross. Thank you, sir. The cross. It's done. It's already finished. Everything paid for. All my victory paid for.
Yes.
Already.
Yes.
I have to know that.
Yes.
So now here, I'm going to make a statement now. Based on John 19:30, right?
Yes.
Decreeing is declaring it's already done. Nobody can stop it. Now listen at this. This is going to be a blessing to you in the years to come. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Discouragement doubt and decreeing can't live in the same heart. So tonight, all discouragement and all doubt is moving out of your heart. They can't stay in the same place. And it's based on Mark 11:23. Very, very, I say, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. What he says, what he says. Turn to it. Turn to Mark 11:23, because I sometimes teach, you know, and discouragement. I'm gonna say it another way now. And decreeing, no doubt, can live in the same heart. Mark 11:23. How did you got that one? Very, very interesting. Whosoever shall say? Now, how did you grasp? I'm gonna go back to John 10:10. John 10:10. How did you grasp this? To decree, you're disagreeing and agreeing.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
How did you grasp it? You see now the next thing you deal with that is in opposition to your life being fruitful, you disagree with it. And decree what God said, and you can't go by your feeling now, and you can't go by how it look. You got to stand there in the presence of God. Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
You getting it?
Yes, sir.
I like this one. Decreeing, listen very carefully now, is not a discussion, but a supernatural decision. Decreeing, when you decree a thing, there's no force or no power or no situation can come up with a discussion because it's already overpowered. I want you to look at that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Are y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
You got to go over it. And you got to accept it as, see, just the sound of my voice is not good enough. You're going to make this yours.
Yes, sir.
See. I'd have said enough tonight for you to be out of everything.
Yes,
sir. Look at Hebrews 11 and 3. You got your Bible, Hebrews 11 and 3?
Yes, sir.
Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So what I'm saying is, decreeing is framing faith. Decreeing is framing faith. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Decreeing is not a discussion, but a supernatural decision.
Yes, sir.
Look at Isaiah 55, verse 11. I love it. It's a supernatural decision.
Yes.
Now, the reason you have to have faith, because if you don't have faith, the situation and the circumstance is going to make you think you don't have it. But by being so close to God, you know God can't lie, you know. God said, I don't care how it looks. I don't care what you're saying to me. I got this. See, 55 and 11. So shall thy word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Now, that's a definition of decreeing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You're saying the same thing that God's saying, yes, and you're getting the same result that God getting.
Yes.
Can you see this?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you two more and I'll close. Decreeing dominates the spirit world. When you go back to Job 22, 28, thou shalt decree a thing, you're a dominator. It dominates. Decreeing dominates the spirit world. So if it dominates the spirit world, everything else, the satanic world, all that's under the spirit world. See? You see, and Satan don't want this to be exciting to you. Because what God is doing is inviting you into your real place. You're not just a regular church member. You're somebody who knew how to stand up for yourself and trust God and rely on God and depend on God and know that God is real. To you. Not just up here. Not just to that point who prayed 95 hours, to you, because you his child.
Yes.
I wrote these two down for you. Did I say decreeing dominate the spirit world?
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. Now, yes, I'm going to do something as a man of God tonight. I'm going to say something. I decree that the wonders of heaven are open over your life. I decreed behind the ministry of Jesus and 50 years of ministry. I heard that when I was preparing. He said, say that over them tonight. I decree. I mean, whatever you need. And we're not just talking about money. We're talking about health. We're talking about happiness, joy, peace. We're talking about longevity.
Yes.
The wonders of heaven,
yes,
are open over your life tonight. Everybody online, all over the world, wherever you are, I'm decreeing it right now. You're going to want to write this down, so sit down. Because I might get ready to come, son. Decreeing is spiritual authority being spoken with divine backup. By the way, this is not going to happen just because I said it, because he said it.
That's right. That's good.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so now, you got your prayer life, right? And you got your meditation. You meditate the word. You got time to study your Bible. You got the time you praise. You got time you worship. But here I believe that God is showing us another level.
Yes, sir.
Decreeing.
Yes, sir.
Look back. Look back at that voice one more time in Job. Go back. I want you to see this. Because you can be acquainted with God. You can be praying. You could be tithing, but you're not decreeing. God said it. I believe it. That's selling. I say it and got to happen. Now, we know anything from God, faith is involved. Your feelings are flaky. There are no foundation to move in what we're talking about here. Everything we're talking about now got to be moved in, you got to move in faith. But I'm telling you, in my clothing, you're on another level now. The Holy Spirit is going to show you more. I'm going to try to train you more in this avenue of development of decreeing lifestyle by saying the same thing that God says and expecting to get the same result. Isn't that something? I like when he told me, right, backing up your prayer life. I'm saying it again. Backing up your prayer life, your meditation, your praise, and worship. Wow. And your Bible study with the powerful lifestyle of being a decreer. Just stand up and say it.
Yes.
I think somebody been a missing ingredient.
Yes, sir. Yes.
We're strong prayer. And God answer prayer.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for prayer. But there are times you don't have time to pray. Just say it. No, you don't.
Yes.
I'll take authority over you.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
I'm clear, but you're so powerful. My brothers and sisters online, members online, you're so powerful. God is just waiting on us to start saying it and believing it. Stop saying what you don't want.
That's right.
Stop repeating what the devil told you to say. He'll tell you to say something, and he'll shoot a pan with it at the same time. Now, y'all know what I'm talking about. Shoot a pan. So he wants you to talk about that and the pan. Then he shoot. You just stand up and say, I'm saying the opposite of everything. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to know. I know I'm going to teach on this more. You remember on last setting, I've been teaching about 50 minutes. On last setting, I shared this with you, how to develop a decreeing anointing. You remember?
Yes, sir.
And I don't know how on this iPad and all this stuff. Darnell is with me today. I said, Darnell, I want to transfer some of this stuff to the same page. Can you do that? Oh, yeah, she ain't nothing to it. She said, I wouldn't know how to do it. I'd send it somewhere else. I'd probably send it to the channel somewhere, hit the wrong button. But I want you to hear this first statement of that teaching from last week to hook to this one. Because within this decreeing, for you to better understand it, you're going to start talking about having some divine traveling. There are some divine traveling you have to become acquainted with in the spirit realm. If you want to see the blessing of God unlock in your life. Then I say to you also, moving into another dominion in the spirit properly. You have a new spiritual insight available. The green anointed. What kind of anointed? When properly understood, I'm repeating, carries the power. And I gave some scriptures. I get this one good to close with. So go back to Job. Go back to Job quickly because I want you to be able to study at home. And look at the 21st verse again. What's the first word?
When.
What that mean?
If you know.
Huh?
If you know.
Now. Acquaint not thyself with him. I wonder how long that's going to take. The whole duration of your life. We think we know him. Oh, my God. God's so vast. God stand behind you and laughs. Say, you got a long way to go if you think you know me fully. Because he's so vast. And he's so real. But even tonight, you got closer. You're better acquainted with God in the aspect of decreeing. The person who's not here, who's not listening, they're not that acquainted. You go talk to them about this and pull out your notes and say a few things. They'll have no idea what you're talking about. God, I prayed 14 hours. Yeah, what did you decree? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to take what I said tonight and use it on your life.
Yes,
you're supposed to come sit up here and just say, I've been to church. You're supposed to get in that car and then on your way home, thinking about it, I'm going to deal with this.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I'll say this. Your life supposed to have been extended tonight. Well, they told that woman it's the end. Didn't it? In Mark 5. Ain't no more we can do. But she heard something. So that's what you've been praying about for a long time. Find your scriptures and decree. It's mine. I have it now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm saying that God has given you authority to speak things out. Call it over. Put it under your feet. Are you following me? All right, Montreal, come on. I'll keep praying along that line because I think we need to study some more on decreeing. I think it need to come to the body of Christ at large, but especially here at this church and the people who connected with us around the world in different places, start living a decreeing lifestyle. It's many of you here and under my voice really love God. And He want to use you, but he want to bless you more. He wants you to know how to get in blessing traffic. So So you want to be always concerned about how I'm going to make it. You remember I spoke a word over you tonight as a floor opening. As a floor opening, and you have to say, Lord, it's open to me.
Lord,
it's open to me. Because a lot of you all are matured enough to be in that flow. Go over them notes. Ask God to open your understanding of them. All right, son.